Now, a lot of parents, teachers, and childcare workers are wearing masks these days, and that's raising questions about whether masks could affect kids' emotional development. If you're a parent, you may have wondered how the new norm of face masks could affect your kids' ability to recognize emotions or empathize. A new study from the UW looked at that question by asking kids to guess the emotions of people wearing sunglasses or a mask. One of the researchers joins us now to tell us what they found. Ashley Ruba is a postdoctoral fellow at the University of Wisconsin-Madison's Child Emotion Lab. Her research focuses on emotions and child development. Ashley, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Well, before we get into this new study, what do we know about a kid's emotional development and how they read emotions in the faces of the grown-ups around them?
Yeah, so we know that from a really young age, as young as just a few months old, kids are looking to other people in their environment and looking at other people's faces to figure out what to do, what's safe and what's dangerous. And they're really trying to communicate from a really young age. And even young babies know quite a lot about other people's emotions just from looking at how the emotions are expressed in their environment. And so kids pick this up very quickly. So that's kind of the general, like what we already know about kids' emotional development.
And faces are part of the story. I assume there are other factors that kids are learning to recognize as they read our emotions in addition to our faces. What else, what other cues do they start to learn?
Oh, definitely. So voices, for example. So there's even some research suggesting that infants are more attuned to the emotion that people show in their voice than even the face. There's also the way that you hold your body, whether your hands are clenched in fists, for example, or whether you have a more open body posture. And there's the general context in which emotions are expressed. So, for example, someone crying at a wedding is probably feeling a different emotion than someone crying at a funeral. And so kids are sensitive to all of these things really early in development.
Okay, but faces still a big deal. Here comes COVID, and a lot of the grown-ups around kids, especially in a, you know, childcare setting and elsewhere, they're wearing masks. So what kind of questions have you been hearing and maybe wondering about yourself when it comes to how masks affect kids when it comes to reading emotions?
Yeah, so at the beginning of COVID, there's a lot of speculation about what mask wearing was going to mean for children's development and what does it mean when you can't see half of the face? How do we communicate with other people? And so the work that we wanted to do was just trying to put some of these concerns to an empirical test to see, does wearing a mask really disrupt kids' ability to read emotions on other people? Or are the concerns that are coming out maybe not as serious as people are worried about?
So how did you set about trying to put that to the test?
Yeah, that's a good question. So what we did is we showed kids pictures of people showing different emotions on their face. And what we did is we showed kids these pictures that were either uncovered, the faces were wearing a mask, or the faces were wearing sunglasses, and we asked kids to guess what emotion they thought the person was showing. And what we found was that, as maybe you would expect, kids were less accurate at guessing people's emotions when the faces were wearing a mask or sunglasses, but they were still above chance for all of these faces. And even more interestingly, kids' accuracy at guessing emotions that on mask faces and faces that were wearing sunglasses, that didn't differ. And so kids are exposed to people wearing sunglasses all the time. And that doesn't seem to be impacting their ability to have these positive social interactions with other people.
So, sounds like good news, but kids are it's harder for them to read emotions, which makes sense, with the mask than without, with sunglasses than without. Cumulatively, is it something that worries you a little, maybe not as much as we'd feared, but a little bit about kids' ability to learn these cues?
I think it perhaps is a bit more worrisome for younger kids. So kids in the study were 7 to 12-year-olds, and so they probably have a sufficient social interaction with other people who aren't wearing masks in their daily lives. And kids at this age have a pretty good understanding of other people's emotions. I'd maybe be a bit more worried for younger babies who are primarily in daycare settings where people are wearing masks that cover their faces a lot of the time. But you are seeing the introduction of more transparent masks that daycare workers are wearing. And So I think maybe in a combination of those cues, in combination with maybe expressing emotion with your voice more, I think kids can probably make a reasonable inference about how someone is feeling.
I want to bring on a caller at 800-642-1234. We've got Steve on the line in Sun Prairie. Steve, hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I have two teenage daughters, 13 and 16, and they've been in virtual learning basically since March. Little interaction with other kids, and it makes me very nervous about the fact they're not developing those type of social skills. One of the things I have noticed more in the 13-year-old friend group than the 16 is everything is online, and it's just so much bullying going on because you never see the people you're interacting with. And just wondering how concerned I should be for that long-term impact, I guess not my kids, but other kids as well.
Steve, thanks a lot for the call. So this is getting away from the face thing a little bit. Ashley, are there things you're watching for when it comes to kids' emotional development, if they are, like Steve's kids, not interacting with each other as much as they would have, you know, in normal times?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I think it will kind of be up to the research to determine if years down the line, this period of time where we're having, where everyone is primarily having online interactions is going to have a long-term impact. But kids are pretty resilient. And I mean, unfortunately, there is bullying that goes, cyberbullying that goes on in high school normally. I'm sure with the increase of adolescents being online during the pandemic, that will increase. But kids are pretty resilient. And so I would suspect that whatever negative impacts are happening during this relatively brief period of time in their lives, hopefully things will begin to return to some new normal where we can have more positive face-to-face interactions with each other. So I wouldn't be incredibly worried about it, but I think the research will kind of need to bear that out.
And Ashley, what kind of research are you looking at next? I assume COVID, for various reasons, is raising lots of questions in your field of child emotions and many others too along the way. What questions are you hoping to tackle next?
Yeah, so I think the questions that I'm interested in looking at next is how COVID is going to impact, like we were just talking about, other aspects of childhood development. So emotion perception is just one aspect. I think there's also interesting questions that can be looked at in terms of children's language development. If, for example, young infants aren't able to read the lips of other people when other people are speaking, is that going to contribute to any meaningful delays or disadvantages in learning language? And then also, like the caller is mentioning, just social interactions and having children, really young children, being isolated from their peers, is that going to ultimately have any long-term impacts over the course of their lives?
Ashley, thanks a lot for sharing your research with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Ashley Ruba is a postdoctoral fellow at the UW-Madison Child Emotion Lab. She joined us for a look at masks and how they can affect children's ability to read emotions.